This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, just a quick heads up, we're broadcasting live out of Williamsburg, Virginia right now, and interestingly enough, this morning, we'd actually driven by a college. And when we drove by this particular college, I thought to myself, boy, that sounds really familiar. And as I looked and I noticed it said William and Mary, and I thought, college, okay, that sounds familiar. Thomas Jefferson, yep, that's the college. And why are you out there right now, Bradley? Well, I'm out here. I'm doing colleges. I'm a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving myself. I'm partaking with the affliction and also the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ because I was commanded so. And in response to those commands, out of love, I'm taking heed and I'm fulfilling the call in which God has bestowed upon me. And I'm telling you, what an opportunity, friends. You want an opportunity. There's never been a better time than right now to prove your God in Jesus Christ. But in saying that, friends, I'm out here on the East Coast right now. We're going to be doing Liberty College. These college professors want this long-haired rocker dude to come out and bridge the gap between the older generation and the younger generation, and that's what we do. And so in saying that, we're going to be doing other colleges in North Carolina and South Carolina. Just on Saturday and on Sunday, we landed in Washington, D.C. We drove into Maryland. When we got into Maryland, friends, we had did a house meeting, which are second to none, friends, a blast, a kick in the pants. I love doing house meetings because it gets close with people, and I love people, friends. I really honestly do. And then on Sunday, a church opened up, a bigger church here in Virginia, so we took that opportunity. And now we're actually staying in Williamsburg, Virginia right now, getting a little history in the process of doing what we do. And we are about the work of the Lord's hands. We are fulfilling our ministry, and we are taking heed, paying careful attention to actually fulfill the ministry in God, which God has bestowed upon us. Now, in saying that, now you know where I'm at. And I want you to understand, friends, on Saturday's show, the second hour, we were going to be talking about, look what the grown-ups have done with this country. And that was supposed to be hour two. And I noticed that they put in the wrong show. And the reason we had to put a replay in for hour two is because we were on the road like we are now, and we had that house meeting that we had to get to. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get to look at what the grown-ups have done with this world during the radio show. But before I do that, I want to highlight some of the things that we had talked about over the last week. Now, you guys know, listeners, that Bernie Sanders, he's never owned a business in his life. He never invented anything a day in his life. He's never had a 9-to-5 job. He's been living off the taxpayers his whole life, this communist has. He's never proposed a single bill that passed in the 25 years that he has supposedly served himself in office, and served himself is what he's done. He's lived off welfare before he was elected to office. He's 74 years old, and his net worth is $300,000. At least that's what's been disclosed, right? He says that he can fix health care and the economy. He wants to be the president just like his hero, none other than Karl Marx, the great loser of all time, outside of his daddy, of course, and we all know who that is. He who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. Outside of that, we also kind of highlighted a little bit. We've talked about the Clintons so much, friends, and we've highlighted their crimes, and I've highlighted you by the fact that you are the law that needs to bring forth judgment concerning the crimes of the Hillary Clintons. But we know that as a 27-year-old staff attorney for the House Judiciary Committee during the Watergate investigation, Hillary Rodman Clinton was fired by her supervisor, lifelong Democrat Jerry Zeifman. When he asked why Hillary Rodman, was fired, Zeifman said in an interview, because she's a liar, she's unethical, she's a dishonest lawyer, she has conspired to violate the Constitution and the rules of the House of the Committee, and the rules of confidentiality. Okay? So that's your highlight concerning her right now. Outside of that, we also know that John Kasich, he's linked up with George Soros, too. Just to show you, friends, that these little minions that are up on the stage before you, they're all handpicked. These are your opportunities, or I'm sorry, your options given unto you by guess who? None other than, as they call themselves, the elitist. But I want you to understand, out of the two evils, pick neither. You don't have to pick the lesser of two evils, friends. Pick the person that you would have become the president of the United States of America. And we're finding out that John Kasich, of course, is a player, and he's a useful idiot just like the rest of them. Now, what's also interesting to note is Ted Cruz. Now, America, for those that did not know, Heidi Cruz, wife of Ted Cruz, a Wall Street insider, she was fortuitously promoted to managing director at Goldman Sachs. Does that sound familiar, America? Just 9 days after her husband won his Senate seat, Heidi's an architect of the North American Union, the NAU, whose goal is to destroy the sovereignty of the United States by turning Mexico and Canada and the USA into one entity like the EU, the European Union. She's actively pursuing this quest as a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. It's in part why Ted Cruz has supported Obama trade, TTP. If Ted becomes U.S. president, it is virtually ensures the dissolving of the United States of America and the formation of the NAU. That would put Heidi Cruz in line to become the first lady, not of the United States, but of the new American Union, said Gary Forbes. Okay? So we highlighted Teddy there for you. And interestingly enough, I noticed some of the stuff going on over the weekend with Donald Trump. And folks, I got to tell you, this is the kind of stuff that we need to see to know who the real deal is. Because we see the forces that be, they are doing everything in their power to destroy Donald Trump. And why is that? Because he threatens their very existence. He threatens the establishment. Now, am I endorsing Ted Cruz? No. I am telling you this. I'm glad I'm seeing the things that I'm seeing with Donald Trump. I'm sorry. Am I endorsing Donald Trump? No. But I am glad that I'm seeing the things that I'm seeing here with Donald Trump. And so should you, friends, because it shows you that you have a real enemy, both within and without. Remember Teddy Cruz and little Marco Rubio? Just last week, they ganged up on Donald Trump. Folks, that's the kind of stuff you need to see, because it shows you who they really are. And it also shows you that they are there attempting to defend, guess who, friends? The establishment. In America, you're sick and tired of the establishment, or at least that's what I'm hearing from coast to coast. I also wanted to let you know that just this last weekend, friends, it was interesting to note, if you have not seen the picture, of Mr. George Bush, George W.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, we're broadcasting live out of Williamsburg, Virginia, folks. If you'd like to call in, we have Comrac set up. We can take your phone calls, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You can call in at any time over the next 45 minutes. You can also check out our brand new site. We have a brand new landing page on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Right during the end of the last segment, friends, I was highlighting the fact, I don't know if, America, if you've seen this yet or not, but there's a picture out there where George W. Bush himself is warmly embracing none other than Hillary Clinton, the criminal herself, just over the last weekend. Now, I have a question for you. If the things that are truly happening in this country are legit, how is it that the former presidents are not standing up against the tyrannical acts of this dictator wannabe in the White House today, or even the likes of Hillary Clinton, who is attempting to legitimize her presidency for 2016? Have you ever asked yourself, why is it that former presidents don't stand up against the acts of tyrants in the present? You have to ask yourself these real questions. Well, just this last weekend, we get to see a picture of George W. Bush embracing the known criminal, Hillary Clinton. What does that tell you, folks? It tells me they're two peas in a pod, but I knew this already, and I want people to begin to pay attention to their fruit, because, again, friends, when you judge them by their fruit, you will see that they're no different. They're useful idiots. They're little pawns for the elitists, as they like to call themselves, the enlightened ones. And interestingly enough, friends, when you begin to pay attention and pull the curtain back just a little bit, Mother Bush was actually asked concerning, you know, what are your thoughts about Bill Clinton? And she said, well, he's just like one of my sons. How could that be, friends? Knowing the track record with the Clintons, how is it that they would embrace them so closely, especially if they're supposed to be a godly Christian type? But again, friends, what we need to do is we need to understand that they're hand in glove one with another. They operate one with another. It's just like WWF at its very worst. They act like enemies in front of the people. Well, in this particular case, that didn't happen. They were actually caught off guard is what took place here. But again, friends, you need to understand it's like WWF. They act like enemies in front of the people. They oppose themselves one against another. But behind closed doors, they're the best of friends. And that's exactly what's happening in this country. Check it out. Go online. Matter of fact, if you'd like to go to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Facebook, Bradley Dean, I posted that picture for you. Friends, you tell me that they are not the best of friends. You tell me that they are not lifelong friends, because they have been. You just go ahead and take a look and, again, judge them by their fruit. And, folks, if they are so diametrically opposed to one another, how is it that they can be buddy-buddy? Is this like a sport that's being played out concerning our freedoms as they desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give us the things that we have? Friends, we need to wake up as to what's going on in this country. I also want you to know, friends, these criminals, and criminals they are, they mock your laws. They mock society's laws. And I want you to understand that your compassion, America, is a weakness that your enemies will not and do not share. Because criminals thrive on the indulgences of society's understandings. They expect that you will be understand. Friends, the email scandal with Hillary Clinton, what is she saying when she's asked by another Democrat during the DNC escapades? What did she respond with? Well, I made a mistake. Yep. They depend upon your understanding, friends. They expect that you'll just give her another pass so she can commit another crime on another day. Criminals thrive on the indulgence of society's understanding. The corrupt depend upon you and your ignorance of the Constitution and its enumerated laws. Don't doubt me, friends. When you live in darkness, the only light that you have is the truth. And it would do us all well, America, to stick to the light that exposes and also refuses the darkness. Read Ephesians 5. And again, friends, we need to get to the nitty-gritty. We need to get to the base of what's going on. And we need to premise who we are on the foundations that have been laid and undo the dupes of ill-designing men. Daniel Webster rightly said, he said, I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. Daniel Webster goes on, I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be, you, America, made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of your own undoing. But the positive is, make them intelligent and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong, and they will apply the remedy. What is the means of detecting the wrong? For by the law is the knowledge of sin and sinners, those that make the choice to sin. Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 3:20. Okay, so where the law ends, tyranny begins. Is that true? Why, yes, it is true. And, folks, that's exactly what we're doing, is we're forsaking the law. And because we have forsaken the law, friends, guess what we're up against? Tyranny. So what we have to do is we have to become knowledgeable concerning the laws of our constitutional republic. I'm going to take Paul from New Jersey. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Welcome to the show, my friend. How are you? All right. Answering the phone for none other than Paul. Paul in New Jersey, are you there, my friend? All right, we're going to go on here. Paul, I'm having a hard time picking you up right now, and I don't know why that might be the situation. We'll try this. Just hold on. Paul, are you there? You got Bradley, yeah. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. How are you, my friend?
Good. Bradley, for one, we should remember that the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 17, I think it's verse 15, says, from among your own people you shall choose your king.
Yes.
And that you shall put your countryman above you. Okay? And now, if concerning Ted Cruz, if Ted Cruz really had any respect for the Constitution, he would step down because he was born in Canada. He is not a natural-born citizen. You know, there has never been a a president yet who was born outside of the physical boundaries of the United States, except maybe concerning Obama. So the Republicans who a few years ago were up in arms about Obama being a foreign-born, how can they back Ted Cruz? And how can he even, show respect for the Constitution as he breaks the Constitution? Now, if he's going to break Article 2, Section 5, what makes you think he's not going to break other elements of the Constitution?
That's exactly right.
And that's the
argument of people that understand exactly what you're saying, Paul. I was just at a House meeting in Maryland on Saturday, and I was talking about the candidates the same way that I'm sharing with the listeners today on the radio here. And it's interesting how men will defend their favorite candidates. They are okay with infractions concerning their favorite candidates because they themselves are guilty. If we truly are appreciative of what has been bestowed upon us, we need to understand, just going back to the foundation again, my friend, that those men and women that fight to uphold the Constitution and they die and they bleed and they sacrifice themselves, men need in this country to understand that that's what they fought, bled, and died to give us. They were magnifying the laws against those that would violate our enumerated laws found in the Constitution. And it's interesting when you begin to highlight this, that Ted Cruz is guilty of that, Marco Rubio is guilty of that, Barack Hussein Obama is okay with that. It's amazing to me how they will defend them because they are okay with that infraction, because you'll always find that that infraction is always found within the people that attempt to justify these that are violating the Constitution.
Yeah, and how dare these people who profess to, uphold the Constitution and care about the Constitution. If you're going to let Article 2, Section 5 slide about being a natural-born citizen, then why not the First Amendment then? And why not the Second Amendment? You see
That's
how
right.
it goes? You have to either stand with the whole document or none at all. And these people are compromising their intellectual backing through their emotional ties to these candidates. Now, to get to Rubio, interestingly enough, there was only one president who had two immigrant parents of all our founders, and that was Andrew Jackson. But Andrew Jackson's parents came here and gave birth to Andrew Jackson before the country was founded. He was born in 1767.
Mm-hmm.
And so that makes him a natural citizen, and his parents would have been given citizenship soon enough had the country not been, occupied and brutalized by a British rule.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people try to equate Rubio with Jackson, but you can hardly do that because, again, Article 2, Section 5 gives a pass for those born at the time of the founding.
That's right. Hey, Paul, I always love hearing from you, my friend. We got a break coming up on us again. Appreciate Paul from New
All
Jersey.
Right, sir.
Folks, broadcasting live from Williamsburg, Virginia. Great point. I love hearing from that guy. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're broadcasting live out of Williamsburg, Virginia. We're going to be up at Liberty University coming up here in just a couple days. We're going to do some churches on the weekend. And we got some colleges coming up in North and South Carolina, friends. We're doing our best to wake this generation up. People are simply destroyed for lack of knowledge. We are giving them that knowledge. And the best way to do that is give them the facts, because facts are stubborn things, like it or not, right? Most people are hungry for the truth, and we want to give them that truth, and namely the bread of life and the light of men, and his name is Jesus Christ. Folks, I was sharing with you right before our friend Paul from New Jersey called in, and I was talking about where the law ends, tyranny begins. And it was actually John Locke, one of the founders, along with Charles D. Montesquieu and William Blackstone, that gave us that quote, where the law ends, tyranny begins. You know, and interestingly enough, I found this quote by Thomas Jefferson, and it was something that I posted some time back. He said, bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be Republican, ruled by law, only when the will of you, America, ceases to be the law. Okay? Bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be Republican, Article 4, Section 4, U.S. Constitution, only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. So, friends, what you need to understand, one nation under God, you are the law. You are the law. So when you cease to be the law, then the will of the majority, folks, you need to understand that when you cease to be the law, that's why tyrants rise, because judgment dies. Because you are no longer enforcing that law unto judgment. Now, when I found this, it said some lady had wrote a comment, and she had said, does anybody want to take time to impeach the traitor in the White House? And I thought to myself, well, wait a second. Yes, everybody knows Obama. He's not one of us. We know that. You can call him a traitor all that you want to call him, but he's not one of us, friends. One of us wouldn't do the things that he's doing today. And what's interesting to note is I noticed that, yes, I agree with what she said. Yes, he's traitor. He's a traitor. Yes, he's committing the act of treason. But, folks, is it not true that the American people have become traitors and treasonous towards the things of God? Because if we love God, we would keep his commandments unto judgment to establish righteousness and peace. We would not have a Barack Hussein Obama in this country, friends, if we loved God enough to obey him. That's just a fact, like it or not. And most people, well, with any sense of justice or discernment in any sense of the word, you know that's true, friends. We can't deny that. And folks, here it is. Ben Franklin said, a nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them, they cannot be enslaved. It is in the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins. And that's exactly why we're in trouble today, friends. Now, I want to jump over to this really quick. Because what I want to highlight is what I wanted to highlight on Saturday, but apparently we didn't do this. But look what the grown-ups have done with this country, because this is really what it lies, well, the responsibility lies at the doorsteps of every single one of us that are adults, because we know wisdom is justified by our children. Ian Williams Goddard said, a society whose citizens refuse to see and investigate the facts, who refuse to believe that their government and their media will routinely lie to them and fabricate a reality contrary to verifiable facts, is a society that chooses and deserves the police state dictatorship it's going to get. And folks, when we're talking about Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, when we're talking about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, folks, they are a reflection of what we are allowing the establishment to offer us. And we can't tolerate this anymore, friends. You know, one of the things I want to highlight, too, is the fact that we don't have any more road, grown-ups, to kick the can down the road. We've run out of road. And I like to say this, too, because ever since I can remember, I've always heard of people referencing the analogy of the frog in the pot. You know, the one where the frog that boils little by little without anyone's notice? I've heard this my whole life, until the point that, of course, the frog boils itself to death, right? Yet it never ceases to amaze me that according to the American people, for some reason or another, that water never ceases to boil the frog to death. How come we never hear about the frog being boiled to death? And it's interesting, everybody outside of America and anybody that's paying attention can already smell it, except the American people that it's been boiled to death. And again, the sad part is that Americans have no one to blame but themselves. Luke 7:30. And folks, this is the answer to all resolve. Yes, I know conservatives love to highlight the crimes. Yes, I know the professed church loves to highlight the crimes. And the professed church loves to offer hopelessness. I totally get all of that. It's not Christianity, folks. And this is not the institution that government in which we see today that God has ordained. Government in the institution of government is God ordained. And it's not that we need different men. We need good men, friends, to actually enforce the laws in which we have today. Here's the answer that you're looking for. Instead of magnifying the crimes all day long, how about we magnify the law against the crime? That's the purpose of the church. That's the purpose of good government. John Adams said the whole purpose of government is to restrain men from violating moral law. He said to restrain men from sin. 1 John 3:4 is what he said. And either Americans are going to bring forth judgment to establish righteousness concerning corruption, or God's judgment will fall upon our land to America's destruction. And again, friends, there is no in-betweenites. Either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. And it's interesting, the only people that we see in America today, little though they may be, 1.7% of the population, while 318 million people stand back and watch them live out their radicalism, how about you get a little radical, America, and deal with the less than 1.7% of the population that's destroying your country? It's the foxes that spoil the vine. It's the leaven that leaveneth the whole lump. Let's get rid of it. And the way that we do that is we enforce the laws that are already in the books today. They are already in the books today. And if those that represent we the people do not want to enforce the law against crime, then we remove them, Article 2, Section 4. It's our responsibility. America, you are the law. You are the law, America. Don't stand back and expect somebody to do for you what you are empowered and obligated and furthermore commanded by God to do. And this is the message that America is either going to accept or reject Acts 20:21. Accept God's mercy, and God's mercy will ensue. Deuteronomy 4, 5 through 6. Reject and judgment will fall. Deuteronomy 28. And let me say it this way, folks. Remember Jonah when he went to Nineveh? What was his message? Repent. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And by the way, so it is in the book of Luke. Jesus declared to the people, this is my message as well. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But if those don't want to take heed to what he is saying, you need to understand that they that observe lying vanities, you forsake your own mercy. If you think that there's some other direction that we can go outside of going up to our Heavenly Father to bring forth the answers in which we need, you are sadly mistaken. You are deceived. Hey, folks, the frog in the boiling water has been boiled to death. There is no more time. There is no more excuses. You can't kick the can down the road, especially if there's no more road. And I want to say it this way too, friends. The right time to do the right thing is right now. Don't sit there and stand back and say, well, God's on the throne. He's going to do what he will. No, he's waiting for the church to keep his commandments. Remember he said, occupy until he comes. And what are we called to do? He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk as he walked. And what did he do? He established God's will in this earth as it is in heaven. So when are the American people going to take responsibility and turn the heat up on those who should be in the pot of boiling water? Instead of you equating yourself to the frog, America, why don't you take those that are guilty of violating moral law and those that are guilty of destroying this country and creating chaos within, why don't you take them and throw them inside of the boiling water? Because that's where they belong. And it's called judgment. And by the way, Amos 5:24, folks, this is where the Americans are failing the test. And it's now at the point, friends, again, as I was sharing with you earlier, look at the candidates in which you have been offered by the establishment. Guess who they are? They're all picked by the establishment. Guess who's supporting those people? Those that are supporting the establishment. And you're complaining about the establishment, friends. And see, what has happened is this has all taken place over the course of decades because the standard has become lower and lower through an incremental demoralization and a dummying down of the American people. In America, you have taken the bait. The stupidest fish are those that bite onto the hook with the bait on it. The smartest fish are those that just swim right past the bait. In America, you're guilty of taking the bait at every given turn. And I want you to think about this as well, friends. We live in a nation where doctors either destroy health or the doctors that promote health are literally killed. That's the nation in which you live today. And if you are not one of those that is standing up and fighting against sin, it is one of you are just as guilty as hell as the person that's actually perpetuating the sin. If you're not standing against it, you're guilty of it. But America, you already knew that. Lawyers destroy justice. Luke 11:52. They withhold the keys of knowledge. And those that are entering in, they stop because they want to confuse the issue. Isn't it interesting how lawyers, instead of their appointments are actually there to magnify the law against those that committed the crime? Isn't it interesting how lawyers, when you retain an attorney, the first thing they do is promote fear. Fear. That's all they know how to do is promote fear. Why? Because they need to create more opportunity to make more money rather than just simply telling you what the answer is so you can go to court and actually deal with the criminal. But again, folks, lawyers destroy justice.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV's Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickery city on the hill get its shine back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Broadcasting live out of none other than Williamsburg, Virginia. Talking about the proverbial frog and how it is no longer boiling. It's boiled. Isaiah 5:20. And it's not like you can kick the can down the road any further, America. You have run out of road and you have run out of excuses. So how do we fix the problems at hand? We take responsibility. I was talking about right during the last segment there, friends, how lawyers destroy justice. Have you ever hired an attorney, friends? It is about the sickest, most backward things I've ever seen in my life. They promote fear rather than the law. They have all these concerns that you never thought of before. They have all these fears that they want to magnify because they want to make sure that they have your wallet. And the more they talk about, the more they get paid. I didn't know that that was the purpose of an attorney. But America, you already knew that. Hey, America, you have universities destroying knowledge by accepting burnt communist hippies that are still tripping on PCP to indoctrinate your posterity, your kids. But America, you already knew that. Think about this. Government works against freedom. The whole purpose of the magnification of the law is to promote liberty. And we know that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Yes, indeed. And when we say that, we need to keep in mind that Jesus said, to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Free from what? Free from sin. To walk in holiness. That's the channels in which we walk. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Be ye holy as I am holy, right? And what does grace tell us? Go and sin no more. And what did David say about that in Psalm 119? Old Testament, New Testament, bridging the two together because they are one and the same, John. They're one and the same. The word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Amen. Government destroys freedom. That's not the purpose of government, friends. The opposite of what you're seeing today is the purpose of government in every sense of the word. But America, you already knew that. Just think about this. Religion in this country destroys morality. It is guilty of sin, crucifying the Son of God afresh. Read Hebrews 5 and 6. I mean, the greatest advocate in this country to homosexuals and the abortion lobby is none other than the professed church, who outright advocates what God condemns, or they advocate it through their silence when they should be protesting. And by the way, that's what makes them cowards of men, because they don't protest. Protestant has meaning, America. American, but you already knew that. Our banks destroy the economy. Matter of fact, who's destroying the world, friends? Bankers are. Bankers are the ones that are destroying the country. But America, you already knew that. It's interesting how you listen to these shows who can tell you exactly who's responsible for crime after crime after crime after crime after crime after crime globally all day long. And people feed on that. Aren't you sick of being equated to a frog, friends, in a boiling pot? And just giving you a little revelation knowledge, you've already been boiled to death, and everybody knows it except the American people. Look to Europe right now, friends. That's what's next. If we don't deal with those that are guilty of committing the crime, see, so we have to take it a step further than just say we're tired of it. We got to take it a step further and just say, well, we got to vote these guys out of office. You already know that game. We already found out that the polling machines are completely rigged, friends. And the computer designers are actually setting the rigs, the polling rigs, friends, to actually eat the code that would tell on them otherwise. And who's responsible for finding these computer designers to actually rig these polls? Politicians are. But America, you already knew that. So why is it that you keep getting the same results? Because the definition of insanity, friends, is doing the same things over and over and over again. And that's exactly what you settle for. You know, I was talking the other day to a young man, and he had come up to me and he said, I just want to tell you that me and all my friends are really glad that you're out there. I said, cool. And one little kid came up behind him, and it was actually a little girl, and she thought it was kind of funny, some of the stuff that I was talking about. And I looked at her and I said, have you ever heard of Harriet Tubman? They call her the Moses of slaves. And she said, yes. I said, did you know that Harriet Tubman, when she was asked the question, you know, Harriet, we understand that you freed lots of slaves. And Harriet Tubman said, yes, I have. And she said, I ought to freed thousands more had they known that they were slaves. America, you're becoming good little slaves to an establishment that you're complaining about. Just saying, Jesus Christ has set you free from that through his blood. So our bankers, they destroy the economy. But again, America, you already knew that. Hey, folks, American government has become a system of dangerous, incompetent, corrupt, vile, useful, oppressive idiots, an ungodly compromise, special interest operatives, and nothing but minions. That's what we're seeing 24/7. By the way, I'm highlighting the criminals once again. Okay? Not the good guy. We need to get around the good guy, and we need to deal with the bad guy. That's my objective. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Okay? Amos 5. Also go to Isaiah 26 when you get some time. Also go to Psalm 916, Psalm 97, Psalm 89. Also go to the New Testament where Jesus talks about in the book of John. Send judgment unto victory. Yep, that's how the prince of the world is judged. The whole purpose of Jesus Christ was to manifest himself to destroy the works of the devil. And the church's job is to reprove darkness by being the light that they are called to be. Ephesians 5. But folks, all the things that I'm talking about right now, you already knew that. We've just seen last month, Lavoie Finicum was shot down. He was ambushed by the FBI and shot dead on a desolate highway in Oregon. And, of course, the feds and the Oregon State Police are attempting to justify the murdering of Finnicum. Well, I want to tell you something, friends. Brand new just yesterday, sonsoflibertymedia.com. His wife is actually going after the federal government for wrongful death. Of course she should. But here's my point. The American people seen the video. And because the American people were told by the state-controlled narrative that Lavoie Finnicum had a gun on his waist, which he did not, friends. They planted it there, of course. The American people said, well, you know, I seen a gun on his waist there. Really? Because I didn't see it. Matter of fact, I watched the video from the inside of the truck and the outside of the truck through a drone. I didn't see a gun. Nobody's seen the gun. Matter of fact, all those that were with him in the truck said there was no weapons whatsoever. They planted the gun. But America, you already knew that. America, how backwards can you become? I love you enough to tell you that. The frog is boiled. Instead of the grown-ups in this country taking responsibility, actually growing up into the grace of Christ that teaches us, go and sin no more, 2 Peter 3:18, that we might grow up into him and into the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, leaving off corruption and taking on incorruption, 1 Peter 1:23. America, you look to excuse yourselves, and the things that you excuse only lead to your demise. Isaiah 30. And Jeremiah 8:12 tells us, were they ashamed when they had committed an abomination by tolerating the crimes of others? No. They were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall in the time of their visitation. They shall be cast down, saith the Lord. And I want to tell you something, friends. When I was a young man, if someone would have taken the time to tell me the things that I'm unloading on you right now from Scripture, namely the book of Jeremiah and the book of Amos, I'll tell you what, I would have rejoiced in God a lot earlier than what I did. And I praise God for the faithfulness of God. Even when I was faithless, He remained faithful. And while I was a sinner, Christ died for me, and I thank God for the quickening of the Holy Ghost that I might learn the ways of the Father, that I might go to His Son, Jesus Christ, and understand His purpose on this earth as it is in heaven. America, I love you enough to tell you that this is going to go on until you say enough is enough. And again, friends, I don't need to highlight to you who the problem is. You know who the problem is. It starts first with us. Repent towards God and put your faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 20, verse 21. When you're empowered by the Holy Ghost, it is on. Then you begin to fight the good fight of faith. And in the process, I'll tell you what, everything that you do will be to destroy the sin that put the Christ on the cross in the first place. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 7 when you get a moment. I believe we can do it. People ask me this all the time. Where is your hope found? I always tell them, my hope is found in Christ. I've heard it said before, when you're at the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on. We go there quite a bit, friends, but He always comes through without fail. We serve a faithful God, we serve a big God, and we serve a mighty God, in Jesus' name. Folks, we will talk to you in 23 again, broadcasting live from Williamsburg.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money.